This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for June 13th, 2022.
Everybody, to the June 13th Selectmen meeting, and we all rise. It's
flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ Dan.
Susan Young.
Boyd Charger.
Brian Brock.
Pat Moran.
Okay. First item is approve the minutes of May 23rd. I did look at them and I didn't find anything.
I'll move to accept the minutes of 5.23 as printed for discussion at that point, too.
I'll second it.
Did you have anything, Sue?
No.
No? All in favor, then?
Russ.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Well, I'll go
what?
Down here later. Nothing.
Okay. Department reports. Highway.
All right, so for the month of May, we completed shim and overlay on Old Manchester, and also we shim and overlay parts of Merrill Road. We completed a guardrail repair on Patton Hill. There was two parts of the guardrail that had been just hit over the last year, and we just got them fixed. And then patching is needed. I did have a couple things to bring up. The first one was... And I spoke with the chief about this already. I got a call from a lady on Kayla Drive asking if we could post a speed limit on Kayla, because obviously right now Kayla and all the other development roads were all 35 miles an hour. The lady was talking about it, and I actually talked to the chief, and I think it would be a good idea just knowing how condensed like the development roads are. We were kind of thinking maybe for the development roads in town, we should set it at 25 miles an hour. And I think what we were going to do is just see what you guys thought about that.
Well, I can tell you, all the little developments that I've been working with the pavers, they're all 25.
Yeah.
So and
I think it makes
very
sense.
Common.
I mean, 35 miles an hour makes sense for some of our regular roads just because they're not as condensed as, you know, the developments.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to make sure with you guys before we went and did
whatever. I would have no problem with that.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you want a motion then, or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I move we authorize a 25 mile an hour speed limit on Kayla Drive.
And
no,
all
he wants all developments.
All right, all the.
I mean, I think it just makes sense.
Sure.
For I'll present second. And future.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Russ.
Sue. Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Good.
Yeah.
Just a question. At the recycling center, going around that circle, it's getting so broken up. I mean, we've got the, I think part of it is the, hauling of the bigger trucks coming in and out of there. So I don't know what we can do before it really gets.
Is that you?
I'll take a look at it.
All right.
Has it just recently been
they'll cut across here and there, but where when you come in, coming out of the site center, and you go around almost all the way around, right at the right there, that corner. Everybody cuts that corner, and it's.
Oh, you're talking about where
you've done some work.
The dump road meets the cul-de-sac, or where
is it? The national parking lot, the bottom.
No, where the rotary.
Yeah.
You know where they drive around the building, or the.
No. This is outside. This is outside.
What? Yeah, where the cul-de-sac meets the dump road.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. If that's what okay, that's what you call it. I call it rotary. Anyhow, but you can see that's. I don't know what you can do to. I'm sure when they're pulling out, they probably it's more tendency to sort of straighten, not make
it?
A more of an abrupt turn.
Okay.
I have one more thing for the rotary. On Langford Road, 73 Langford Road, somebody set up a little, I don't know what it is, a wide spot in the road there at the very bottom. Well, there's a whole line of like hazardous waste. Somebody cleaned out the garage and they lined up a bunch of paint and oil and all kinds of stuff. And a collection of truck tires there.
Is it?
So I was wondering if maybe Michael could send somebody over there and canvass the neighborhood and find out who sent this stuff out there. It was late last week. And I guess the thought is people will drive by and pick through it and see if they can find some hazardous waste.
Useful hazardous waste.
Yeah, it's still hazardous.
So I don't know what we're going to do here. I don't think the solid waste, it's not hazardous waste day at the dump.
No, but some, if it's latex paint, that can be processed anytime. It's
oil. This is oil and...
Well, tires, I mean, if there'd be some name on that,
we'll find out.
If you could canvass the neighborhood and if you can't find it, let's get rid of it before it attracts more stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Jeff, we just had...
Is that right at the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
I actually think I saw that. I didn't know. I thought it was on the side of the road just to be picked up, but maybe it's not.
Well, it is to be picked up, but I don't know if it's going to get picked up.
Hopefully picked up.
Yeah. So
that's the difference.
Yard sale. People fill it out for the yard sale. More problems.
Yeah. So we ought to get rid of that before it attracts any more stuff.
And Donovan Road?
Yep. Yeah, I am going to take care of that.
I don't think you were here the last time we were talking about how nice the cemetery roads look. They really came out. They're beautiful. So
yeah,
that's I should have started with the positive and then gone to
Donovan.
No,
that's
Road.
Fine. Donovan is definitely going to, on my road.
Thank you.
And obviously, you've already got Chester Turnpike scheduled for shoulder work, correct?
I am planning on doing it probably sometime in the fall.
Fall?
Yeah, not summer, I don't think.
Jeff,
unless
that needs to be done before it breaks up more.
I know.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
And
what I'm hoping to do is when the guys come in the...
I know, then use the machine.
...shoulder gravel, I'm going to try and have them do that.
Yeah. So, one more thing, the highway department. We just paid an invoice to CWS Guardrail Service for replacing the guardrails on Patton Hill Road on both sides, $10,487.
Wow.
Jeff says we've already recovered money from the insurance company.
Sure. We have two checks from them.
So what I'd like is to take that money that we got from the insurance companies and reimburse the highway department funds with that.
So the money's back in.
Right.
That's fine.
So... Now, I don't know who we get to do that now and be sure that money before it goes into the general account.
I think Jessica knows how to do it, doesn't
put it
she?
Back
she
to
said
the
it with
highway
the fire
department?
Fire.
Correct.
I think she knows about it, but I will talk with her.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that's about a wash there, right?
You want
a
motion on that point?
I move we authorize the transfer of the $10,487 proceeds from the insurance company back and credit the highway department account that the invoice was paid from.
Second.
Yeah, because that was an unexpected expense. It's not something that we budgeted for.
Well, actually, it should be an expected expense because it
happens.
Yeah,
that's happened every
year.
Yeah, but you still, they're not supposed to hit it.
No.
We don't budget for it.
Well, that's what's
that's what's keeping from going any further, right?
Yeah.
That's all I have
to say. It's better than I'm going out into the beaver pond.
Exactly.
So you made it for second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Thank you. Anybody got anything else for highway?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Sorry to keep beating you up on that, but.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm trying to wait till
I know, you're trying to coordinate things. It's just, I just don't want to see that. We're not going to be going back to the turnpike for 20 years.
Yeah.
So I just don't want that shoulder to get...
I'm surprised that shoulder settled as much as it has.
Well, a lot of it is because there's nothing to back it up, and then when you meet trucks and cars there, they end up hitting that edge.
Well, I mean, the shoulder that was put there, like when it was paved, I'm surprised that it settled. But.
Well, it's been paved twice since, so it's elevated. police.
Hello, good evening. We'll let the board know that we did implement the body-worn cameras. Employees are liking them. The officers are really happy that we got them.
Good.
They feel protected. Haven't heard anything from the citizenry. They haven't got any complaints when they, by law, have to tell a person that you're being recorded. Everybody's accepting it. So we haven't had any issues. It's only been a couple weeks.
Pretty normal, right?
Yeah. Everybody thought we had them. They see the news and they think most officers have. They see this footage all the time on the news everywhere. So they just think it's a given. So. I'm glad we got it. We set the policy up to Primex. They had a couple things they suggested. and whatnot, so we had training on it, training from the company, and then we had our own department training, and so it's working out well.
Yep.
We got them going. You probably saw in the bin there, we had an officer resign.
Yep.
Officer Shooter, just wanted to wish her well in a new career up in Bow. Took a job up there as a school resource officer. Something she's been looking at. She wanted to get more involved with the Moore School and whatnot. And so an opportunity came up and we grabbed it. So,
now there's something to be at Moore School, right?
Well, potentially, yeah. They're looking to have somebody over there more hours and whatnot. So
directed traffic every morning, every hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. That'd be one of the duties if they get someone over there. So,
down in front of Sue's house.
Yeah.
You see me out there today? I was over there.
At my house?
I saw your car there. Yeah, right there, across the street.
Oh, I was just going to complain because my dog almost got
yesterday. I was waiting to smell the cookies.
Yeah, no.
leave them in the mailbox.
Let's see, Kayla Drive, you took care of that. Thanks, Jeff. New England Run for the Fallen, for the soldiers. They did it once last year, the new road race. They're coming through town again this year. They want to know if there are any issues. They come in from Brookset, they go down High Street. It's a small contingent. And they stop at a few places and have a little service, a marker for a fallen soldier. There's two or three that are on 27 on Whitehall Road and High Street. So I don't see any issues with it. I think it's a great cause.
Awesome.
Is it by the monument?
No, they have a band that follows them. It's like a relay type of a race. So there's probably like 10 guys. I was told last year that there was a small group of them. Then they take turns. Mm. And there's a few other cars that maybe a family member in one of the vehicles that may want to get out.
Oh.
And they have like a stake on the ground. They do it every certain, it's a mileage thing. And they have a stake with a picture of a fallen officer.
Oh.
And they put out that the guys stop at for a minute.
Mm.
A great thing.
But it's not necessary somebody has fallen from in town that was
right
in service. It's just
usually someone from the area.
Okay.
I didn't know of any issues, and I don't know if anybody heard anything, but I just like Reach the Beach, I don't think we hear anything anymore, which is a good thing. State auction, we got some stuff up there. We haven't got the check back, but we brought some bicycles up. The state law says that any money received for bicycles can go back to the town's bicycle program if we have one. And I know the fire department, Mike Kelly over there, wanted to do something with the kids. With some helmets and stuff, so I don't know how much we're gonna get. They weren't in the greatest shape. Give them $20, but I guess we can wait and see what we get for them. And if it's a few dollars or whatever, maybe we can give it to the fire department if they want to put something together for the kids. We can join them.
Oh, sounds good.
So,
do we still give out helmets?
We have helmets. The police department has helmets, and Mike Kelly put in for a grant and got helmets.
Oh, okay.
But I think he wanted to do something like a bike rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure we get a couple officers that would help out with that if that comes to fruition.
Yeah.
But there was some outdated equipment down in the basement, and we just brought it up to the auction. So we're waiting to get a check.
Good idea.
I'm not sure if I brought the list over, but I'll drop it off of what the items were if you guys have a copy of it. That's about it.
You want a motion on the resignation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Please, yeah.
Serena's.
Oh, is it in here?
It's on the one that says memo on the top.
Okay. All right. Before I get to that, I was going to ask you, on the cameras, how long do those films, the film stay? It's probably not film, it's all digital.
How long do we keep it here?
Yeah.
There's certain retention periods. The minimum is 90 days on certain items, like the traffic stop. To 180 days, and then if it's a court case, it's all programmed in there. So.
Oh, okay.
We talked with Primex, and they said to keep it for 4 years if there's a civil litigation. It's 3 years, but they could start it like the day before the third year's over,
right,
and ask for that copy of that footage. Oh. So if we know ahead of time, we can mark it in the computer. We have a server here. We're not in the cloud. We're right here. The town owns the information. We have a server that's accessible to us only. So. And then it rewrites itself. The old stuff, you don't have to go in there and delete, like, you know, 397 traffic warnings or whatever. It rewrites itself after the parameters go by, like 30 days, 90 days, whatever.
All right. Attached, please sign a letter of resignation given to me by Officer Serena Shutter. Officer Shutter has accepted a position with the Bow Police Department. Her last day of employment will be June 10th, and I'd like to thank Officer Shutter for her service to the town. I'd like to add to it the board for her services to the town. Thank her for that. So I move to have accept the resignation of Officer Serena Shutter.
I'll second with your regret.
Regrets.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions?
No.
Seeing that, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
I did talk to her Friday, and that's all. I was sad to see her leave.
Yeah, one more question. If you give someone a speeding warning, okay, or if you give them a ticket itself, is it on here as a summons?
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking at.
Sorry, your police department report, it says during the period issued 299 motor vehicle warnings and 11 summons.
Yep.
So the 11 summons were, they actually got a ticket. They weren't warned again.
They were tickets, right.
Okay. I didn't realize that. That's the only question I have.
It's Donna. It's with her son.
Oh.
Donna, like in his chair. They put them together at her house and brought them in.
Oh.
In the chair.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Fire department.
Oh, hey, hang on. I'm going to find you.
It's all right.
I got a quick thing to add.
Yep.
Just popped in. You did get one complaint with the construction down Raymond Road, the bridges. People, person up on Bean Island Road had a couple concerns. We addressed them with the state or with the company manager.
Because they blocked off one end?
They blocked off one end, and the person was concerned about deliveries. It said road closed on the other end.
Right.
One of the officers went down. They put up a sign onto that sign to let the FedEx and delivery guys know.
I know that is going to be a pain in the ass. How long is that going to be, you think?
Quite a while.
Is that?
Months.
Yeah, because they're doing one side and then.
Well, they're doing two bridges, so.
She's got that number. We told her, any calls, any problems, just give us a call. We'll work it out.
Mike, on Saturday with the townwide.
Okay. Yeah.
How did that go?
Pretty good. We had a lot of people in town, as you all know, and there was a minor accident over here in front of the old French garage where we had a detail officer for the auction that was taking place.
Oh, okay.
At 80 Raymond Road. And a motorcyclist, I guess, was tailgating a car, and the car wanted to turn into park onto Severino's property. And the motorcycle tried to go on the right-hand side and collided. So it was minor.
Minor.
Yeah, minor.
It was amazing. One of the first people that stopped at our place was from Air Mass.
Wow.
Coming up to go.
I know. I had somebody from Mass, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I drove an hour to get up here, and I'm going to try to hit as many as I can.
They did a good job advertising.
Yeah.
There was one report of a guy in a brown pickup truck. I was over at the Hobbs house on Main Street, not as an officer, but just checking it out. And I was over there, and then someone come up and said, there's a brown pickup truck that was up on Patton Hill or somewhere over there, and the guy tried to grab something, and some words were exchanged. No plate number, but it was a Tundra, brown Tundra, with two bicycles. So I got on my phone and called the guy on duty and said,
stealing something from a yard sale. Well, that's pretty low.
I know.
That's
a new low, isn't it?
We didn't get any reports from anybody, official reports of any questions or any problems.
A question I do have, that sign that was at exit 3, was that a state sign?
That was a sign that ATS loaned the women's club.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, donated.
I talked with the women's club and I said maybe we should have some signage up. And what's her name? I can't think of her name, the webmaster.
Catherine.
She called me like, hey, what can we do to keep it safe? And we come up with an idea with a sign. And I said, maybe they might want to help us. And ATS took care of us, took care of the town.
Nice. That's great.
They're wonderful.
No, they are. That's
anything you want.
Okay. You know, I was just curious because we're talking signage.
You can use it in the future, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have a report from the fire department. I can report that Chief Young went to the budget committee last week and explained the billing procedure for the ambulance service and how that's going to work. So we got that one resolved, but what they did last month, I don't see a report here.
Well, they've been busy, and I know I appreciate it, and the officers, sometimes they're getting there before us. I primarily work during the day, so it's usually right
kind
of Langlois, and they're right on it. So, we get good service. Great service.
I think the whole town's got great service.
And Sue brought up the fact that we were able to help Raymond Ambulance by transporting one of their patients. And I guess they were busy, Raymond, and our guys went over and took care of it.
That's great.
It is great, because they've been helping us.
Pay it back a little bit for that, that's wonderful.
Thank you. Building Department.
Well, I've been away, I apologize, I've been away a month.
Well, how's your hip doing, good?
Physically give a report, yes.
How's your hip doing, good?
It feels great.
Good.
No pain, muscle numbness, but it's...
Well, so now you can run faster, pick up time.
So with the permits for last month were rather still slow, 47 permits issued, but this month of June, I'm already over that. And a lot of new construction coming forward, and lots happening. Very busy office. The revenues are down because the permits are down, but everything is moving along. You have my report. The violation, I was able to update the violation summary for all of these times, probably the first time since I've been here.
Yeah, this is nice.
I'm able to give you something that's a little bit more meat. The Jed Brewer situation is, the last reported by Elaine that Jed's being evicted, and the date is the end of the summer. Not soon enough, I say, but according to the neighbors, the neighbors have been calling me and want to know when he's going to be leaving and what more I can do. I'm sure the chief can attest, they've had a lot of phone calls over there noise, nuisance.
Some shenanigans,
yeah. So they're reaching out to anybody and everybody to whatever we can do. But at this point, everything he's got over there for junk, he's got a for sale sign on it, so I can't violate him for that.
Is there anybody else living out and back there that you can't see from the road, or what?
Not that I've proven.
Okay.
I can't see, you know, but there could be somebody. They're doing a good job hiding it. But I haven't heard. Yeah.
Okay.
Usually I hear something, but I haven't heard if anybody's back.
The neighbors would say, you know, oh, he's got an illegal tenant or anything, but they haven't seen, nobody said anything about that.
So did he give you an idea of what their plan was if the stuff didn't sell by the end of the summer, or is he just going to walk away?
Yeah, I haven't spoke with Jed. He's pretty elusive. I've tried to stop there.
Because it's the sister that owns the property.
I've talked to Sister Elaine. I've been in touch with her, and she's in the last report about a month ago is up. Yeah, he's out of there, and she's just like so frustrated because she gets the complaints. But they're all the stuff is civil complaints, not building and code enforcement complaints yet at this point. So Bruce Nelson, I revisited that. I reopened the file. I reissued a violation notice. Bruce got right back in touch with me. He's a couple times, but as of the 6th, he had a medical condition. His health is failing. He is hired. He made a deal with Lambert Junk to come and clean everything up within the next week or two.
Really?
To come in and take everything out of there that's outside for junk. And so I don't know what date they're going to do this, but he didn't say. There's no way physically he can do it anymore. So he's very, very sick. He's got heart and a lot of issues going on. So I think that's probably the best thing for us at this point is let him, you know, get that cleaned out and put some. It's a mess. I've been in there, taken a lot of pictures, prepared to kind of, you know, re-kick it in the butt, and he's moving forward with that. The 23 Blevins, Doug Bernard, I have been in contact with him, but I'm looking at pursuing this a little bit more in the next few months to get some closure to that as well. A new violation is 578.
Wait a minute, because he hasn't changed much since a year ago when we met there, right?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago was when we were there?
Yeah, I mean, this
holy crap.
We've been dancing with that guy.
I know, I started documenting. I'm going to but I'll stay on it once I get on it. I don't want to get on it and then kind of let it go, so I'm going to, I'm going to get on him.
Because he made all kinds of promises 2 years ago.
Yes, he has. He's and even a year ago when I started in Dave, so it's time to pay the piper.
Okay.
I guess so. I opened a new, I had complaints of a 578 Old Candier Road, an old unregistered camper, pallets,
is that address
piles of junk.
Is that address is correct?
578.
Because you got that address
right
twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. 580, I did type that wrong, didn't I?
One's Candier Road and one's Old Candier Road.
Yeah, okay, I said it twice, you're right.
Is one of them Raymond Road?
Raymond Road.
Raymond Road, exactly. Okay, right. So the first, Bruce Nelson's Raymond Road? Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Sorry, and the Trombley is 578 Old Candy Road.
Correct.
That's a typo. I apologize.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, thank
that's
you
all.
For bringing that up. Don't be careful. The ink's still wet on this. You might get it on your fingers. Anyways, I had complaints. I issued a violation letter to reach out to us about the junk. He did not get in touch with me, but within 2 days after he got the letter, that whole pile of junk was gone.
I noticed him working out there over the weekend.
It went all the way very quickly. So I didn't pursue anything, but he's in violation, and it's been over 30 days, so, but he's...
I think he tucked the stuff out even further.
Well, if he did that, I'm going to be going down there and visiting a neighbor because I have another issue, so I'll do a scope out back.
Good,
You know, we'll get on it, but he's another one that's being elusive, and anyways, I'll monitor him closely. 205, it's another typo, 205 Tower Hill, was a violation of an illegal ADU in a detached garage, illegal septic system to attach to that, the detached garage, and then there's a detached barn that has an illegal finished plumbing over the above, and we don't know where the septic goes. He's been in violation here, and I'm just getting him on this sheet to the board so that you're notified that I've written two violations from the town and also another violation through DES, which it's called a deficiency.
Good.
Yep.
I've worked with DES, and so I've met with him. He's had several people that came in to purchase the property, and then some people you might have heard they wanted to have an Airbnb there, and they're trying to do a lot of things there. So kind of holding off on prosecuting these violations until they can get things settled out and they can figure out what they want to do. I don't want to be, you know, that guy. We don't want to be that town, you know. So, but eventually, it's gonna have to be addressed. They're gonna have to be, you know, resolved. So
that
discussion
was all done by the previous owner.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
When you purchase the property, they
Brian LeMay.
So, it's too bad, but again, we don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be too, you know, I have to be stern and I have to issue these violations. I have to record them, but at some point we'll have to act on them. I told him, you know, if he doesn't do anything with them, you know, in a timely manner, then I'm going to have to, you know, act on the violations.
But what can you do?
Well,
I mean, he's not going to tear the barn down or the, what can you do?
Legally, we could require them to remove all the plumbing, all the electrical, all the framing, all the sheetrock above the barn, restore that space to a
basically
storage
they
area.
Can identify that it's proper septic and then everything is accepted.
Right, yeah. Right. He
so
does
they've
have
got to do that.
He does have an approved septic design. If the state approved an application for a new design, it has to be all ripped out and redone as a legal septic system. So we do have that much of it. So, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the opportunity. The poor kid inherited this. We don't want to give him any more stress. Let him. The new owners may inherit it. Make a deal when they purchase the property, and then they'll have to deal with it. The violation is going to go with the new owner. It's on the record. So you know, at least we're legally covered as a town to be protected. So 85 Horizon Lane. That was a new violation of an unpermitted ADU, which I'll address in the closed violations. 23 Lane Road. I've been in touch with him. This was a farmer who had chickens and livestock out back. He's got a bunch of cut box vehicles to use in his barns for his livestock. He's done a lot of excavation out there.
landscaping, and he's, I've been in touch with him, and there's work that still needs to be done, so we'll keep him on a violation watch and try to get work with him. Mr. Severin kind of had a setback here recently. He was doing very well. He's calling out the barn to get, because the barn's going to cave in, the foundation's fallen in, so he's got to get that place cleaned out. Mm. He's been bringing stuff out, taking it, the new stuff. If you go by every day like right. I do, I see the new stuff that's out there.
Exactly.
And he gets rid of it, and then he gets brings more, more stuff out.
One step forward, two steps back.
I know. It's more like it. But it isn't stuff that's, you know, it's, he's been good. He's working with me, saying, yeah, this is what I pulled out. We scrapped it. I got another pile here of stuff we cleaned out. We scrapped that. You know, he's all, and he's had some pallets on a car out there for a while. They look ugly. But, you know, I said, well, you know, get them in and out of sight, out of mind. So it's better than it's costing us support and attorney's fees. I think he's willing to work, and he's been great. So I think if we can continue to work together, we'll get him. Eventually, we're going to get him cleaned up. 149 Langford Road is another violation that just came to us last month, and it's I got a complaint from the ex-wife of the owner about illegal ADUs.
That's interesting.
And living conditions.
I got out there. I was just gonna say.
And there was junk everywhere, and I said, oh my God. So to address the illegal ADUs, there was the one over the garage was a legal ADU. It's recorded and the one in the basement of the house is not recorded, but he's going to apply and get that cleaned up or remove it. Either or, he's going to either. So they put a stove in there. They had a kitchenette down there, and they added a stove to it. It was a bar type thing, and they made it. They put a stove in there. It's a guy living there in the basement. The place is disgusting. It's dirt everywhere. It needs to be cleaned, and there's nothing a lot I can do. I called the health officer's liaison for the town, and it's more of a DCYF issue because the children come there for custody, and I don't want to get into these details. But the junk outside, I came in court, and we had a verbal conversation, and eventually I think I'm going to end up having to write him a violation. I think he's going to clean it up, but at least verbally, we give him every opportunity first, and then we go due process. Let's see, 6 Blevins Drive. minor progress, actually. I've seen some stuff go, some of the bigger pieces go, and some things have been moved around there recently in the past couple of months. I don't know. I still don't have a contact person over there. The numbers I had have both been... They're not the numbers anymore that they had, so the two brothers, so I'm going to need to do some research or get some help from the selectmen or some of our neighbors to see if anybody has their new contact numbers for these, for the Blevins boys, but...
Or we'll contact. Help you with that.
You do?
Just
okay.
Come see me in the morning.
All right, I do. Okay.
Database, we'll get you some numbers.
Yeah, so I... and then the rest are all closed. The one I wouldn't just say, the 85 Horizon Lane... It was determined that was a grandfathered ADU. It wasn't an illegal ADU, so we opened and closed the case. So that's my summary of the 411 of the violation summary, the Reader's Digest version, I guess, if you want to call it. And
what about Chase's? What number is that?
What the yeah. Chester Turton?
That's on High Street.
More deep information than that.
Because there are more, there's a bunch of cars.
That, Johnson Spooner?
You know, high number.
You moved those?
Yeah, it is.
It says closed.
That was back in 2013.
Oh,
because see, like the Hive is 2018. Some of these are closed. He's just reporting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Being very thorough.
They were still on there. I didn't remove some of them, but I will. I'll get them all.
Okay, I got you. What about that commode that's sitting on Chester Turnpike?
I went by the other day. It was gone.
Went by
yard sale.
Would it back out there again?
Well, I will have to. What I'm trying to say, if I buy it all the time, I think I see
did
it
you
there.
Use it?
I'll have to verify that.
Yeah, I was over there.
Put some flowers in it.
The other day, my sister made last week.
Really? She has it on her deck.
You know, no, I will confirm it this evening.
Thank you.
I'll shine my light on it.
Yeah, bucket on under it.
It was out there for quite a while.
Yeah, months.
Yeah.
But what number is Chase?
I don't know.
The one on High Street, almost to the Hooks at Line with a...
You know, Chase, the one that had somebody living there for a while.
Oh, there are people there. I know there's people
living there. Yes. And that's again, I'm trying to pick the ones that are the most grievous and then save the ones that are going to be really
a little more difficult.
Maybe a problem for us. When I have a little bit more time to... You know, I hate to issue a violation there or go up there and open up the can.
Well, no, I just wondered if you'd spoken to him. You don't have to issue anything.
I haven't, but once I speak to him and I just determine that there's anything illegal going on, I have to act immediately.
I'll have to.
So you go by with blinders for now.
Right now, I'm better off.
Focus on the toilet, really.
Because as soon as we discover something, I have to.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be,
I see.
You know,
all right.
I don't have any evidence right now. I don't have any complaints.
It looks like you got a few to keep you busy on.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you very much for this.
All right. Well,
this is excellent.
Thanks for being patient. And
that's what Sue was looking for last time.
Excellent.
You instead of all building permits, now you got all this.
Yeah, and building permits are poof. Out of control right now. They're just coming in daily.
Well, that's good. So
yeah.
I know it's busy for you, but it's good for the town.
That's good.
Anybody got anything else for Bill?
No.
Thank you, Kyle. Solid waste.
Well, we in May, it's tonnage for C&D and trash compared to last year. And on recyclables, they did 25.7 tons compared to 18 tons last year, so in glass and electronics. We've got the recycling, and I don't have a revenue year-to-date because that always lags behind, but this is something I can't. I don't know why. Again, 170 tires recycled. The tires just keep coming.
I think you need to go up on the price of tires.
Well, the question, and we bounce that around, and now you're going to find them on the side of the road.
I know, we're better off get them there.
Because it costs the town money to get rid of them
at this point, doesn't it? It washes.
Is it a break even?
Yeah, that's where it's at.
As long as it's a break even. I thought it was
costing. Looking at that is what we've done is, our chief would be putting them in the back of his own car maybe because he picks up so much.
I'm calling Jeff.
Yeah. It shows, you know, 2.5 tons of mixed paper marketed and in 23,000 pounds of plastics marketed. And that's the ones we're waiting for. A check,
right?
So we can, you know, give a total at that point. But
I would just comment on that dump was busy Sunday.
After the sale.
Oh, yeah. Something that didn't
almost
sell.
Needed a cop down there for traffic control.
Oh, wow, it's like I was out of town.
Oh my God! But I got to tell you, those guys are awesome down there.
Yeah. If you're giving it away free, and it didn't go, it went to the
It was a steady line in and a steady line out all Sunday when I was there.
Yeah.
Crazy. But they do an awesome job down there.
No, we got a good crew down there. I think, and I say that, I deal with those more frequently than others, but I think we as a town can thankful of our employees.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody got anything else for solid waste? About the budget.
The question came up on budget was what is the board thinking of going to do about the decrease in revenues? Car registration is down. Needless to say, building is down. So with something, they would like to see a report at their next meeting, which they're skipping next month. But I think it's hard until we get further in the year knowing what our tax base is. How is that going to affect us? I mean, it's still questionable. I mean, we always have that kitty.
No, we don't.
We don't really.
What I'm trying to say is
Yeah, I know.
You know, that we can adjust.
We have some discretionary spending that we can change.
Right, but until we know all the facts, we can't do anything like that. So, but they're just pointing out that, you know, all the revenue areas, not all, but the major one, which would be automotive. And then, well, we ended up, the biggest thing, taxes last year were received from up on the hill early in the year.
Yeah, 55 plus saved the town.
Well, but what I'm saying is that came in early last year, and it didn't come in this year because we built
it. That was a land use change tax.
It's done.
That's what I'm saying. So it really looks like we've got a lot less, but the biggest one is automotive registrations.
Well, we'll keep them informed as we have a better. Right now, I believe that Andrea's got enough on her plate for now. A couple of months, she might be able to look and advise the board what we need to be looking at.
And they could just do this, take the town's assessment. That hasn't changed that much because of building permits.
Right.
And then just take that and divide it by the budget that was approved in March, and they'll pretty much know what the, if we don't supplement or take some out of the, the revenue
I'm saying
fund
that's,
balance.
I don't know if that's...
Is that what they want? I mean,
no, they're just, what is our thought to...
I think they just want to know if we've been discussing it, talking about...
Well, if it's on our mind.
Yeah.
It's on our
mind.
It's there.
It's on our mind.
And we don't, until you have all the facts, it's just...
It's still the 1st of June. We're not even 6 months into the year yet. I mean,
It's like the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We're just started, and we haven't done any billing yet because we don't have the system involved. And so
they
what I'm saying is it's a tough... giving a direct answer, but until have all the facts.
You don't have any facts to base the answer on anyhow.
Right.
Yeah. How do you increase revenue? Well,
we can't have people.
You spend less. That's the only way you
get. That's exactly it. That's
the
same
only
with
thing
the
you
national
can do.
You can do
problem. Yeah, spend less.
It's not like we can make more widgets.
And I think we'll be as careful. I think we've always, the sport is fairly conservative. If we don't need it, we won't go out and spend it. And if we can save, we will.
That's what I'm saying is it's just the, it's a, and have a direct answer for it isn't there for.
All right. Is there any other department reports that we needed to discuss? All right. Seeing none. New business. We accepted the resignation already. Boyd, you got a couple, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the bike repair station. You want to cover that?
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, Eagle Scout Nathan Hall put up a little bike repair station in Canada. And the owner of the property on which the repair station has been constructed has agreed that she'll allow it to stand there for the next 12 months, after which time, that'll give Nathan enough time to negotiate with the state of New Hampshire and get permission from them to relocate this thing in the parking lot right off Depot Road there. So she's been pretty cooperative. It gave Nathan the opportunity to finish his project before his 18th birthday, which he did by a couple of days. And so now he's been awarded an Eagle Scout honor. And now within next year, we got to just pack this thing up and move it across the street. But it'll take about a year for this to go through the governing council to get permission to move this thing. So for the time being, here's a license agreement that Mike Courtney prepared, which satisfies the owner that she's not going to be responsible for anybody getting hurt while somebody's fixing their bike and the bike repair station. But anyhow, so that's what this is all about. So with that in mind, I would move that this board approve this license agreement and sign it and give it to Mrs. LeCat.
Mrs. LeCat signed it, so I just need to sign on that.
You want to make that a motion, sir?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'll second.
Oh,
Russ.
Okay, I'll second. Whatever.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue. Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Who seconded that?
One of us did.
Russ or Sue, either one.
Whatever.
Yeah. Goes. officer, and then you got some resignations and appointments too, right?
Thank you.
You want those now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Bob Petrin, the chairman of the zoning board of adjustment, is just gonna sell his house and move to South Carolina. He's resigned effective June 15th. And I move that we accept his letter of resignation with deep regret and express our thanks to him for serving this town on the ZBA. That's my motion.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the resignation?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. And then you had an appointment too, right?
Yep, and there's another one here from Tony Steinmetz. He's expressed that he's been serving as an alternate. He's expressed his interest in serving as a full-time member. The Board of Adjustment has recommends him for reappointment. With that in mind, I move that we appoint Tony Steinmetz to fill the remainder of Bob Petrin's term on the Board of Selectmen.
I'll second that.
I mean, on the
ZBA. I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, good.
Is there another resignation?
No,
that was it. It was just a lot of papers on it.
I think so, we'd like to, yeah.
We have one more resignation to acknowledge.
Yep.
Lisa Gallica in the Land Use Office gave her resignation on Friday, which was the 10th.
Correct.
The 10th, yeah.
Yes.
On Friday, June 10th. I'd like to make a motion to accept that resignation.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Mike.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. And long as we're talking about it, did you want to discuss anything about the possible filling, whether we're going to go for the full-time position, advertise it that way, or part-time, or what's the board's pleasure?
Well, we figured we'd bring it up and bounce it around and see if it's something we wanted to advertise as either a full-time or part-time, or what everybody's thinking.
That's not a part-time job.
Okay.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, I think the only reason we even thought about maybe part-time is because the building part had dropped a little bit. But there is a lot of duties
that you still have to have somebody to answer the phone six or 8 hours a day, whatever their duty day is.
You're just saying there's a lot of things that are coming up again too, right?
Subdivision, there's fire department applications for EMTs that are sitting there. They need to be addressed, I would assume, timely.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I think we get somebody internally in the fire department who's going to
take care of that.
Take care of that.
Well, let them see me.
At least on a temporary basis.
I'll get them all the information that's there. the planning and zoning is very, very time consuming.
Can be.
A lot of information comes in. A lot of people are calling, and I'm having to answer those calls and do the research and stuff.
Okay.
And I don't mind. I've got time. So, but at some point, I'm not going to be able to do it in timely or something's going to lose. So
I would agree with Boyd. I would think we need to advertise to get a quality person that's going to have to be full time.
I agree.
Yeah, probably to get someone.
Right.
I make a motion that we advertise as a full time position.
Second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, so you can take care of that.
Yeah, we'll get that posted.
And Lisa is working on resumes that she has received for Donna's position, so she's already.
Andrea.
Sorry.
I was going to say, you know, Lisa. Andrea. I wasn't sure which one.
Huh?
Lisa.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's okay.
And she's got a couple more, I guess, scheduled for this week.
Yeah,
right?
I have one tomorrow and one on Wednesday. Okay. We had a pretty good candidate today.
She's on that.
Yeah.
Question. Next Monday is a national holiday. Are we?
Monday?
What's Monday?
Is that a.
It is
the 20th?
June 13th day.
So
all right, stop.
No.
Stop right there.
It's a national holiday.
Oh, I didn't think it was national.
It is as of last year. We've been going abounding around. It is, and I don't mean to...
Yeah, stir the pot.
But...
I can speak to this if you'd like.
Okay.
Andrew, you're going to speak to that.
So I'm part of the municipal managers group, and someone put that out there today, which towns take that day off. Well, there was probably about 80% that don't recognize it as a holiday, like they don't give that Monday off. There were some towns that did, but even on a state level, at the state does not give that day off. He doesn't give that Monday off. They recognize it as a federal holiday, but they don't give their employees. Okay. State does not give their employees.
We didn't budget that, include that as one of our... I was going to say that would have to be for next year.
If you were going to do it, it'd have to be for next year.
Well, I think this has sort of come on to a lot of people not realizing. We all laugh. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And right. Put it on your calendars automatically posted now.
Yeah.
But that's all that I'm
interested in.
Yeah.
At merchants, that we said, why?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they taking it as
a
holiday.
Yeah,
so
the board
would
have to make that decision.
Next year,
for next year.
I think a lot of towns will have
to. Well, plus, before you hand out employee packets.
Right.
Maybe take a floating one away and put that one in if for a new employee.
Or swap it out for
I think we can talk about that another time.
Yeah, we can talk about that
yeah.
in December.
Yeah.
We can decide about this in the schedule.
Because it basically being all said, what?
Yeah, I didn't know.
So the repeater, that license agreement?
Yeah.
The bank.
I don't have it. Oh, do you have it?
I have it.
Oh.
Take it. It's in my mailbox.
I mean,
boy, that's
I was like, where did I put that?
Okay, I got two other things here. One is from Donna Hassel from the... clerk's office for dog licenses, so we have to sign that to approve that, right?
The warrant. Okay, do you have that?
I have that.
Okay.
All right.
Is that for overdue
That doesn't
ones?
Require a motion or anything, right? It's just a...
You wouldn't. Is this, I usually put that in the sign folder.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to sign it and pass it around.
So it's just for overdue dogs?
Yeah.
Correct.
Just so
yeah.
she can start, yeah, enforce
no,
it.
No, we want to...
Yeah.
Register your dog or go to jail.
Mike, you're going to be busy... No, I'm just kidding.
I'm dog.
Yeah, really.
Get
a
dog.
Brian, what number do you want of your dog tag?
I actually got mine.
He did.
No, personally.
I got a personal phone call that's going to be arrested. I was right on it. Then I found out I got a discount because I'm old now.
Wow.
That's awesome.
A win-win.
It was a win-win.
Good job hanging in there.
Yeah. The other item I wanted to bring up was the license agreement for the repeater for the fire department. Got that. I think we've already approved all this, haven't we?
Yeah, that's covered under the ARPA funds.
Right.
And they've just set it up. Fire department's worked with Beltronics. It's gone to Mike Courtney. It's gone to Primex. So it's all ironed out now.
So it really doesn't take a motion or anything from
the board just
does
needs to authorize Brian to sign.
So if you want to make a motion for me to authorize to sign that.
What is that?
It's the repeater. It's covered under the ARPA.
We authorize the chairman to sign this agreement with between the Candia Volunteer Fire Department and Beltronics.
It's in Deerfield as well. This is the license agreement with Deerfield. We had to work with the town of Deerfield too.
Okay.
So and Beltronics is the one that worked on it. So yeah.
Here, hang on. Let me find out who it's with.
Okay.
This is for Patrick. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's a contract between New Hampshire Public Broadcasting and the town of New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire, the town of Candia, and the volunteer fire department.
So is that a motion?
Yes,
that you made?
I made a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Yeah, all in favor of authorizing me?
Yeah, Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Yeah. Want to do the payable?
And can I do one more thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Other business, or you want to do the payable?
No, go ahead.
All right, so Jeff and I have been talking about compensating our contractors for the increased price in diesel fuel. When we set that rate for these guys, diesel fuel was selling for about $2.39 a gallon. It's $5 over at the mobile now. So I went to the state shed and talked to Snap over there. And I got the formula for how the state of New Hampshire adjusts the hourly rate for their contract drivers, the adjustment that they apply to the hourly rate based on the increased price of diesel fuel, okay? So they start with and now this is Jeff and I's assumption, they start with the amount, the prevailing amount that diesel was selling for at the pump when the contract was signed, okay? On that day, they were entitled to the full amount of the contract, okay? Well then, now they adjust that based on the difference between that prevailing price and the average price for diesel fuel, okay?
In the state or the country?
The AAA average.
Oh, the country then.
It must be, okay?
Wow.
Okay, and then they adjust that. They calculate that each one of those trucks burns 5 gallons of fuel an hour, but they're only operating 85% of the time. Okay, there's 15% downtime. So once they plug all these numbers in, they came up the current adjustment for the hauling and plowing contractors for the state of New Hampshire is $17.38 an hour. In addition to their hourly rate
that we've contracted for.
That's correct. So Jeff and I just figured out that's a 20% increase in the amount in our hourly rate. And that's just to compensate these guys for the additional cost of diesel fuel. This is how this is going to start to bite.
Okay. Start to bite.
Okay. And Jeff and I don't think that our contractors should suffer the harm from all.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, it's because that's costing them $17 an hour.
Minimum.
Probably more. Right. But.
You know what I find interesting? Instead of giving them a stipend for the fuel, they actually put it on their income, so the poor guys are going to have to pay tax on it. I mean, it's interesting why the state did it that way instead of just giving them a fuel stipend.
Yeah.
Now they're
going
to have to pay taxes on it. The unemployment rate goes, Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well,
that's as of today. What 6 months down the road?
Well, there you go.
We may be adjusting it again.
So I guess,
should we revisit it every month or something?
I don't know how. This is a quarterly adjustment for the for the state.
Quarterly would be
every 3 months.
Yeah.
So I guess if the board, if we have consensus among us, that we should extend this policy to our contractors, then Jeff and I will work up something very similar to this and present it to the board for approval at our next meeting.
And make it retroactive to whatever you feel is appropriate.
Okay, and I think the biggest difference in what the state does and what we'll do will be we're also going to do that for equipment. Because the state doesn't pay for equipment because they fuel all their own.
Right.
Whereas we won't.
Right. And we do hire some equipment.
Well, we hire all of
it. All of it, yeah.
Except for yours.
It's not ours, it's yours.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Jeff pointed out that the guys that are fueling up their equipment, they're not fueling with dyed diesel fuel yet, okay? The dyed fuel is the untaxed fuel.
It's pretty hard to get around here.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't get the off-road stuff.
Yeah, that's
right. Unless they have
oil truck that delivers.
Yeah, right. If you have, like, if you have a lot, use a lot. But,
if you don't mind, we're going to apply this to equipment and trucks.
Absolutely.
And I think with your expertise with the IRS, if you could figure it out. Well, no, if you could figure it out with it not being taxed on there. Yeah. There's got to be a way to give them a stipend or something that...
Well, stipends are taxable.
I know they are. I know, but I don't know. I figured you could figure it.
Just put it on their 1099 and let them figure it out.
Is that what you want to do? Okay.
Are you doing a road truck?
Well, in reality, though...
But they're going to get a reduction for the amount.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, the fuel is also a tax write-off.
Correct.
It's a deduction.
Because you're making more fuel, but you're spending more on fuel anyways.
Right. So
I don't know that it'll make a difference.
Well, whatever you guys think.
That's just my thought.
I think we don't have a choice because there are guys that are parking their trucks because it's just not worth it for them to run.
And the other thing, I was talking to Boyd about is like, when they're doing private work, obviously they're raising their prices to combat what's going on, and we pay a set price.
Right.
So,
correct.
You know, it's
no, I don't have any problem with that at all.
All right.
You're doing a project with equipment, say. How often are you filling? I'm just asking because could you contact an oil company to come down and say, hey, here's the number of oil that we're putting in?
We're not big enough. I don't think so.
Deep discount.
You don't burn as much fuel when you're doing a complete road job.
I mean, it takes a lot of for to get a fuel truck like every day, it takes a lot of equipment to burn a whole fuel truck of fuel.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I don't think you'd burn a tank a day on some of that equipment, right?
So yeah, you will.
You burn a lot of fuel.
You're working it, especially in the
trucks. I mean,
trucks is on the road, and you got to pay taxes on that. I'm talking about non-taxable fuel oil company. That all I'm saying is, when you got the excavator and you got the rollers and you got all that, if they came in, I don't know, once a week, fill them all up, would that be enough to cover?
Not enough to fill the excavators and stuff. They need it every day at least.
Oh no, I'm trying to figure out how we can put it.
I think it's not possible.
No, it's not practical.
I don't think it really makes sense.
Okay, no, that's what I'm trying to
figure
find
it out. Yeah.
They're contractors. Let them figure out the whole fuel.
Right.
So how do you want this? In the form of a policy that the board adopts?
I mean, because it'd be something that would, I mean, down the road, we're going to have to revisit again.
So quarterly? Things will go back. Patrick, would you do it?
Hopefully 2024, things will start going back.
Presented as a quarterly review.
I'm hoping this fall I will, but we'll see.
But it's got to come to this, this board has to approve this as a formal policy.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll adopt it as a policy, and in the policy, it'll say what all the criteria.
Kind of like what you did for the
quarter.
And then we'll do a quarter.
Hours.
And that way you can have the formula right there.
That makes sense.
So the only Jeff and I have to do is we've got to come up with this base price that the state
and the policy.
The state
delegate.
That's on this document here.
Yeah, I would like to email, I forget what his
Dobbins.
Name is, Dobbins, and see where they get
I'll do that.
Just see where they get them.
Because we have a contact with DOT, the guy who, their math guy, their numbers guy, so we'll figure that out for you.
Perfect.
I mean, if we go with national average or something like that,
I say go by what the mobile selling it for. That way you can drive by and look right at the sign and be done with it.
For Irving, one or the other. I don't know which one.
Simplicity.
You guys figure it out. How's that?
We'll figure it out.
All right.
All right.
I'll email Dobbins.
Yeah, just see what
we'll get this done.
Perfect.
So that's going to be retroactive to when?
I definitely think it should be. Whatever Jeff suggests, it should be.
Back to when it started to really,
really go cool.
Like the beginning of second quarter. April.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it started going.
That's when everything went crazy.
Well, we pooped over a year ago, but that's okay.
Exactly.
November 2020.
How's that?
January 2. Day after inauguration.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, everything.
Anything else on the other business? Seeing none. Next select board meeting is June 27th, 7 o'clock. Any public input?
Rudy.
Did you tell him the fire department sold the truck?
What's that?
Did you tell him the fire department sold the truck?
No. Seeing none.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe next meeting.
We went to Mexico.
Did it? Really?
Yeah.
All right, so payroll accounts payable, you want to just give the totals there?
Yep. The total for the 3 weeks
in
question here is $734,218.24 for payables and payroll for the period beginning May 25th, 2022, ending 6/9/2022.
Okay. I so move to accept.
No, that's right.
But it should be noted some was
the squeeze. Write yourself a note.
Yeah. Right here. This is the note.
What's that?
I said, it is noted, right? This is
is the note. Okay. We'll get it. Take us 10 years, but we'll get it. So we'll get anything out.
School payment in there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, some of these people are probably thinking, why is that?
Yeah, really.
School payment was $485,101.
Now, that paved roadways, is that encumbered funding from last year?
Yeah, that's where it came out of.
So that's
that was part of that $100,000 you'd save?
Yeah.
Is that good? Is it all that encumbered is used up?
It's not used up yet. I saw about half.
Oh, okay. So you still got more roads to pave, like on that.
We'll always have roads, right? Has the board got anything else I want to bring up? Seeing none? Motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Brian.
Pat. What's that trick question, Barbara?